This is Charlie Taylor from the Irish Times talking to economics editor Dan O'Brien. Dan, just today we've seen the latest CSO figures which show a drop in the number of people unemployed during the first quarter. Could you tell us something a little about the factors that have maybe influenced that decline?
I think one of the major issues is that people are leaving the labour market in large numbers. That means that people are just not looking for work because they are going back into education, they simply give up, or they emigrate. So given the fact that the numbers, total numbers of people at work fell, but the numbers of people unemployed fell too, is little unusual, not exceptional. Normally, if there are fewer people working, then that means the numbers of people unemployed rise. But we're seeing a breakdown of that correlation. And there is no doubt that emigration is a part of that. Although it remains to be seen, we don't have good numbers on that, up-to-date numbers on that, but that's likely to be a part of it.
So this is by no means good news then?
Well, any decline in unemployment means there are fewer people looking for work. Usually that's a good sign. And the good news is that the decline in the total number of people working in the economy was the smallest since the jobs crisis began 3 years ago. So that suggests, and trends recently have suggested, that the numbers losing jobs in net terms, that the total number of people at work in the economy, is bottoming out. So the shakeout, the big shakeout that we've seen in the labour market, may be coming to an end. And that means that there's the hope that jobs growth will start again. And that's what we really need to bring down unemployment.
And the government recently announced their new jobs initiative. Are we likely to see that having a major impact in terms of unemployment figures?
I don't think even the government itself would claim that's going to have a major impact. But if all goes to plan, then it could have at least a significant impact. For example, a lot of the package was aimed at the tourism industry. Now, that's the hospitality industry. That is a jobs-rich industry. And if more people start coming to the country and if the conditions for taking people on improve, as the jobs initiative helped to do, then you could see quite a positive development there. Although the figures today show that in the first quarter of the year, the numbers at work in that sector declined by a large amount. And that was even when we take into account seasonal factors, that normally the beginning of the year, January, February, March, not a great time in that industry. So certainly scope for a bounce back there if we have more tourists and people spend more.
OK, Dan O'Brien, economics editor, Irish Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you.